And welcome back to your extended news at noon. Tracy Morgan in with you. So now we know that the news department has already told us all about the Penn Theater being purchased. And I wanted to take a few minutes with the new owner. So Brian Frenchek, Marina is also on the phone with us. And they are in Texas at the moment. But I wanted to kind of get their story and focus on them for a moment and then ask them about the Penn Theater. Why did they buy it? So that's going to be our conversation for the next few minutes. Brian, Marina, thank you so much for joining me. I appreciate your time. Yeah, Brian, I want to start with you and see if we could just kind of get your story, because you're originally from Butler. You're now in Texas right now. So kind of tell us that journey. When did you leave? What took you away from the area?
A buddy of mine and I, he was in Slippery Rock and I was up there, and we ended up leaving town and we're headed to California. We heard things were booming in Houston, 1978. And so we said, well, let's stop by Houston. It's on the way. And we stopped there, lived on the streets, and then we ended up both starting our own businesses. That was Dave Mutai and myself. And then ended up striping parking lots. And then from there, my brothers moved down, and then we got into different types of business, dealing with civil site work and then real estate development, buying real estate and developing it. But we've been down in Houston 40-plus years. And then, does that answer that question?
Yeah, I just wonder if you ever got to California. Did you ever get to visit?
Never made it to California, thankfully.
So, where did you meet Marina? Marina, I know you're on the phone with us too. Tell us that story.
Hello, everybody. I'm originally from Argentina. My mother's from Scotland, and I've been in Texas for about 22 years. A philanthropist since the age of 7, and a love for community and the world. 10 years, God bless me, meeting somebody that had the same heart, had the same vision of life. I was a creative writer and a real estate agent, and he was a developer, so that was great. He decided to take me to a family reunion. We landed in Pittsburgh, and after traveling the world, it was like I was home, and I literally teared on the plane. And driving through all the little towns, we got to Butler, and I remember getting off the car and peeking inside the Penn Theater with Brian and saying, oh, my God, someday I want to have a theater, live upstairs with you, and just help the community. Well, 9.5 years later, here we are. Butler became a heart in my heart, reason why we even own a restaurant here that's called the Butler House in Houston. In the definition of Butler, Pennsylvania, and also servants of the Lord towards communities.
Really? No, I want to ask you about the Butler House before we move on to the Penn Theater. If we go visit Houston, where do we find it?
Okay, this is on Goslin, in north of Goslin. Close. It's in the Woodlands, Texas, and it's literally 1 mile away from the Grand Parkway and 25 minutes away from the airport. And the nice thing of this is Brian had 7 acres of trees with a little yellow old house there. And everybody here wanted us to tear that house and build office buildings. But Brian, his love for Butler is so cute because he had a box packed with replicas of the whole of Main Street Butler. The little wooden ones with the description at the back, his mom would gift him with them. So the whole office space that surrounds this restaurant looks like Main Street Butler. In the middle of Texas.
Oh, I love that. Brian, yes. Brian, I have to ask you, does Tuffy Tornado make an appearance at all anywhere in your restaurant?
I don't have that, but I would love to have that in there. So when you walk into the Butler House restaurant, as Marina and I, as she's mentioned, we're like, what are we going to call it? And said, well, you know, we help out different ministries, and the butler is a servant, and you're from Butler, Pennsylvania. We got to call it the Butler House. So that's how we came up with that name. And then when you first walk in the door, you see pictures that my sister Sherry sent me of these sketches of McConnell's Mills and the first oil well. And I tell all my friends that are in the oil business here in Houston, I said the first oil well wasn't in Texas. It was in It was in Pennsylvania.
That's right.
And
yeah.
North of Butler. And so it's a sketch of the Drake well. And then the then we have pictures of the old stone house and the Burtner house and then the different artifacts inside the Butler House restaurant.
Oh, I love that. I'm so glad I got to talk to you today. I never knew that existed. So, again, in the Houston area, if we go visit, we'll look for your Butler House. That's fantastic. I love that.
Yeah, you'd be able to get some pierogies there, too.
That's where I was going to go next. What's your favorite meal there? What's the favorite that you serve?
Well, the people love we have a Malbec short rib. They'd love that. We have, and then the lamb chop lollipops with chimichurri. But we've got a pretty, it's like American Grill mix. We've got chicken fried steak, and we've got steaks and seafood and a variety.
Love it.
We do have a big screen TV there, 30 foot by 16 foot. So if the Texans are on or the Steelers are on, guess who we show?
Steelers.
There you go.
Nice. I love it. Well, Brian, let's talk a little bit about the Penn Theater here in Butler. And Marina, your love of it. I'm so glad that you got to see it almost 10 years ago and it's come back to full fruition. So explain to me, well, first of all, I should ask you this. Are you both staying in Texas or are you moving back to Butler? How's that working?
I am going to answer that one. So, my husband is now 65 years old, and he moved here at 18. And since we met, we started flying very, very frequently into Butler because, honestly, I found my home there. It was difficult to explain to all of my loved ones and friends why, but it's just in my heart. So we bought a house in Butler, PA, which we were supposed to stay just for a couple of months. We ended up staying from May to October and slowly spending more time there than here.
So will you be moving back or will you split the time?
We bought a house a year and a half ago up there. And we have some close friends up there, Louie and Connie and Rosalini. And so they live, and we bought a house close to them, just up North Main.
Yes.
Well,
and
good. Yeah.
So that was a year and a half ago.
It was supposed to be for the summer. And then Brian's like, oh, you love the fall. And then...
Well, they hit the heat wave this summer, and we said, oh, we were going up for just a month, and the heat wave hit, so instead of becoming a snowbird, we became a sunbird to get out of the heat. And so now we were up there for 6 months, and so we'll have a couple months down here, and then we'll be back probably in March. So we're going to probably have more time in Butler than in Texas.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. You know, they have multiple homes, and they go back and forth, and that's always fun. So then let me ask you, what led you to the actual purchase of the Penn Theater? How did that journey go? Because, as you know as well as we do, that it's been in desperate need of repair for quite a few years.
So when I was driving through all of these little towns and we were in Butler, each time we wanted to go play trivia or listen to music or have an inspirational speech from somebody or a restaurant, we always had to drive from Butler to other little towns. And in my way of thinking, I thought, why aren't others traveling to Butler, right? Why is this happening? And then it's when Brian found out about the situation of the Penn Theater and how the theater really is not always about the movie, but gathering our communities together for different occasions. So that Brian and I work a lot in that way. I am a lot of the heart and the way of doing what we do, who we're doing it with, and then most importantly, the reason why.
There are the questions of repair. How do you expect to do that? And then what do you want to, what's your goal? What's your vision?
Right. To add to what Marina said, as far as what spawned it, you know, she was just had a vision for it. But then as we were looking at the different things around Main Street, and from the time when I left, you know, I think everything goes through cycles. And you know, Butler went from 20-some thousand down to 14,000. And you see some of the vacant storefronts, you know, as well as the Penn Theater. But there seems like there's some new things that are happening, which is exciting. And so we thought it could be a great shot in the arm if it could happen. And so as we started checking into it, we were getting different people, naysayers, that this didn't really know all the facts. and said, well, it needs to be torn down. It's, you know, it's falling apart. The roof's falling in, this and that. But so I asked the reason why, you know, or why not. And so I was able to get in there and to take a look at it, talk to the redevelopment authority that owned it. And as we looked at it, we saw that there is a bunch of repair that's needed, but it's structurally very sound. And so now the question is, you know, what would it take to do that, and what could it be? And so as we went and looked, as we would, Marina loves traveling around these different little cities all around Butler, because everything's so close. As we went to in Oakmont, we looked at the Oaks Theater, the Guthrie up in Grove City, the Strand in Zion Opal, and others. And they all have some very unique, and some of them have different assets than others. And it's really about the size and venue. And realizing that what people want and succeed is there on Main Street. And I've stopped in there, and they, just when we bought the house, they popped up on Main Street. And as I went in there, they're really trying to help bring new life and health into Butler. And so when you see the things that are happening, it's, you know, what could it be?
Yeah.
And versus being just typical old silver screen, I don't think it will ever be just a silver screen all by itself. But we could, we will potentially have a variety of different types of venues. So it will be a combination of a couple weekends out of the month will be concert, maybe a couple will be comedy act, and then you'll have things during the day for business. It might be an inspirational speaker, or be association, might have talks. And then we'll have maybe on a Sunday have a Steeler show, we'll have an LED screen in there as well. So then now that Steeler show will have an MC, and now it can be interactive.
And oh, that's fantastic. Yeah.
Are you familiar with Neighborhood Nights? Something that happened back in the day in the summers, and they would go ahead to different areas of Butler. It could be West End, Institute Hill, Center Ave. And every weekend or every week, they would have a neighborhood night at a different school for the summer. And they would have music, and then they would have cotton candy, popcorn, whatever, have different vendors out there. But it would go from area of town to area of town. So we're thinking in a unique way of bringing that back, you know, camaraderie, and then also to those bringing community together. But I'm not going to give up all the secrets, but
right.
How we will do that. But
and this is what Brian means of not give up all the secrets. It's when we saw how everybody in town was so happy with this news, because we get news every day, right, about great things and things that are not so great. But when the community, we started reaching out, we realized how important this is for Butler and for Butler community. Brian left at 18 and now is returning with a wife that is not even from Butler. But we realized it's not for us, it's for Butler. So all these ideas that we have or we think or we share, it's also really what Butler people and Butler children and teenagers and young adults or seniors expect from it and build it up together. Not us, but all of us together.
So one of the big questions to your point of what you'd like to see the vision of, and Marina, what you're explaining right there, the big question around here is, are you going to rebuild it or are you going to fix it? Like, what? How do you get it to be a functional space?
Well, this is my idea, but Brian is the structural side. I strongly believe that with different generations, there's different needs. But there is one thing that Brian and I always have in common as for when we do things together. It is vintage to contemporary. You can never take something that's vintage, the heart of it, the nostalgia of it, and introduce that to the younger generations instead of having to always introduce generation in our 50s, 60s, 70s, what the young people did.
You're describing a balance for the generations. Brian, let me ask you, what about the structural side of this?
We will keep the facade and that exactly the way it is. Well, not exactly. It's going to be beautified and brought back to as original as it can be. The inside will have some of the same there, but we may alter some of the flooring. Instead of being the typical slope seating, it might be tiered down. And we want it to be dynamic so that you can have a night with a silver screen or a vintage movie or a concert or an event or an association meeting. It's going to be a dynamic venue. We can have that versatility for across the board.
Brian, I have to ask you about the finances, and I'll let you have the floor of what you'd like to say about it, because, again, the big thing in the news was the fact that there was the loan issue, and then, of course, the Redevelopment Authority was not able to pay that back, and then you come along and buy it. Is there anything that you'd like to address with the finances, and how is that going to come to fruition for you to be able to move forward since you bought it?
What happened, I think there were some unfortunate circumstances that happened. So the mortgage, I think, is the Pittsburgh Landmark Group, and they were gracious enough to go ahead and discount it, the mortgage, so that we could purchase it, because there will be a lot of funds that are going to have to go into the renovation of it. And we agreed together to go ahead and have an easement across the front that will keep the historical value. And so that won't change. So we're all in agreement on that. And so now we just have to go ahead and move forward with the renovations. And the cost on that would be pretty extensive. And so waiting on and working together with the architectural control, the interior, and it goes back to the dynamics of it, because there's a lot of planning that goes into, you know, whether it's a concert venue or if it's, you know, a game or a theater, or, you know, because there'll probably be some theater performance
right.
as well.
Is that the next step, the planning part of this?
Yes, we're doing planning and figuring out the construction side of it. We've got it. We got the ceiling fixed, and we're getting it gas turned on, all utilities, and now we're so we can get heated in there, and then hopefully then as we get the design work done, then during the winter we can go ahead and move forward with some of the construction during winter. And the hopes would be, but you never know what you don't know, so the hopes would be maybe in September or late fall we could have that forward.
Are you hoping, I'm sorry, I missed a little bit of that, September, October, do you hope it to be done at that point, or will we start seeing the physical changes?
You'll be sorry to see changes well before that, but the hopes would be to have maybe a first event in the fall.
Oh, fantastic. Fall of next year.
Yeah.
Brian and Marina, I applaud you for what you did, and I applaud you for keeping Butler in your hearts, even though you moved away, and we're still here in your hearts. And Marina, welcome. We will welcome you anytime.
<Thank> <laughs>
Love it that you're coming. And you have to buy a Jeep, apparently, around here, right?
We've got to ban them. So
there you go. Good. That's checked off the list. Well, thank you. Yeah, I was just going to ask you, do you want to share any final thoughts before I let you go? Brian, I'll start with you. Marina, if you want to jump in there as well. But just some final thoughts before we go.
Well, I will say first, I'll let Marina finish, but of course, this all requires time, talent, and treasure. And so, of course, we need funds to somebody's got to step out with the guts to go ahead and do it. So there will be a couple, there will be some friends and family we'll be putting money into it, of course, and to start the development and the redesigning of it. But then we'll create a nonprofit to run it, so we want to not be just us. We want the community involved, whether somebody will have the time, somebody will have the talent or the treasure, you know, to be able to do that. And then and once it becomes profitable, we want to be able to be giving back, and with some of the different events that we'll have, be ways that we can give back to the community via events or via funds. So it's bringing the people together, you know. Because we've seen the different things as Butler's had different issues, as everybody does, throughout the years. You know, it's been 40 years. And so the enemy subtracts, divides, kills, and destroys. God adds, multiplies, creates, and restores. So I can see the synergy of people working together, and it seems like the people that are in charge now, between the mayor, the township, the city council, and the commissioners, it seems like we've got a great group in there now. You know, there's been good ones in the past, but I think they've got some really good working relationships. So I see a lot of good things happening, and so we're excited that the people are behind it, and all the government entities are as well.
Marina, any final thoughts from you? Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. First of all, this was just a dream 10 years ago, and now it became a reality. Personally, and on behalf of my husband, I wanted to thank everybody that sat down with Brian and sometimes with me and not heard us but listened to us, not talk but speak to them. Because if it wouldn't have been for everybody that met with Brian and understood his transparency and loyalty that he has to continue with the theater, this would not have been possible. So I want to wish everybody a very merry, merry Christmas. God bless you, and thank you for this opportunity from our heart.
Marina, Brian, Frenchek, the new owners of the Penn Theater. And if you ever go to Houston, everybody, go to the Butler House and enjoy the food there. Brian, Marina, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.